Hi, and welcome to Fuel Your Feminine Fire. I'm your host, Michelle Marchant Johnson, and I'm so thrilled and honored that you have chosen to join me for the Fuel Your Feminine Fire event. And as we begin to wrap up the series, I want to really thank you personally for being here, for participating, for all of you who have sent such lovely and incredible comments. And I hope that the series has been uplifting and beneficial to you, because my intention in creating it was to help you love yourself, love your life, and to find real love. Now, I'm blessed in the world to do incredible work helping women meet and attract the man of their dreams, helping them to place an incredibly high value upon themselves, helping them clear the past, get clear about what they want in the future, create opportunities for them to meet and attract the right man, establish a connection and communication that leads to being loved, cherished, and adored by the right man. And I have been so privileged over these last 12 years or so since I've been doing this business to work with incredible women around the world on their journey to love. And this all began because of my own long and winding journey to love, filled with potholes and speed bumps and all kinds of challenges in my own dating life, which ultimately caused me to do deep, deep personal work to discover some things that were holding me back, slowing me down, standing in the way, and stopping me from having the love and relationship that I desired. And ultimately, those breakthroughs led me to meeting and attracting the incredible husband that I've now enjoyed in my life for the past 15 years and becoming a first-time bride at age 43. And it's been an incredible journey, an incredible blessing to have gone through all of these challenges and difficulties and then to discover some things that allowed me to have some key breakthroughs that allowed me to meet and attract the right person. And some of the things that held me back were really some limiting beliefs, which were often kind of below the surface, more on the subconscious level rather than on the conscious level. And those led to behaviors where I wasn't showing up in the world in the way that was inviting in and attracting the right man. And so some of the things that I learned personally through going through that experience have allowed me to help support other women on their journey to having the relationship of their dreams, establishing that relationship, and then creating a partnership that is that win-win relationship that we all most desire. So I'm incredibly privileged to do this kind of work, and I have a deep passion and love for the women out there that I get to reach through my work, through these interview series, and through those select few women that I get to work with personally in my private coaching and also in my group coaching programs. And I just wanted to have an opportunity at the end of this series to share a little bit with you about some things that I believe are really powerful in terms of helping you be the one woman that the right man is madly in love with, falls madly in love with, and stays madly in love with, and also to be the one woman who owns her own value in how she navigates the world. So this impacts all of our interactions, all of our relationships. It creates new opportunities and possibilities in our lives that we may never have seen otherwise. And so I just wanted to share a few thoughts with you today and give you an opportunity to just learn a little bit more about some of my philosophy and some of my beliefs that might support you also on this journey to loving yourself, loving your life, and finding real love. So since I'm going direct to camera here rather than doing an interview like I've done with all of the other experts on the series, I thought it might be kind of fun just to switch it up a little bit. So I did prepare just a little bit of a PowerPoint to just kind of guide the presentation and also give you some other visuals besides my face, which you've been seeing a lot of through this series. And I just thought that might be a fun way to mix it up. And I also want to make sure that you stay to the end, because I do have a free gift that I personally am offering as well. And that's called 10 Secrets Every Woman Needs to Know About Men. You'll be able to get that by clicking on the link below. And this is really something that I have created based on interviews with hundreds of men over the last few years. One of the other series that I do, one of the other speaker series that I do, is called Man Panel, where I interview men and help women understand more about men. And this has been invaluable in my own work because I've been able to implement so many of the things that I've learned into helping women understand more about men and to create those dynamics with men that help them to get more of their needs met, to know how to interact with them in a way that gets positive results and forms that kind of connection and intimacy that they desire. It's also been incredibly beneficial understanding more about men in my own relationship with my own husband too. And so I just feel so incredibly blessed and so grateful for all of the people that I've been able to interact with, learn from, support, and grow with in the course of doing this work. It's just really a great gift and a great honor. So you'll have to check out that free gift, whether you're single or in a relationship or just curious about understanding more about men. I think some of these things will surprise you and that you'll enjoy having that. So you have to check that out. But for now, I'd like to jump into a little presentation called Be the One Woman That He Falls Madly in Love With or Stays Madly in Love With. And really at the core of this and the core of my work is really about honoring yourself, owning your own value, and approaching your interactions and relationships from that place of being really grounded and secure and established in your own intrinsic value, because it makes all the difference in the world for a woman and how we show up. So we're going to be talking about that. That's kind of a foundational piece. So welcome once again, everyone, for joining me. I'm really grateful for your presence here, for the opportunity to speak with you personally, and for your participation in the series. It really means a lot to me. As you can probably tell, this is a pretty big labor of love to create a series like this. And I really created it with the intention of blessing a lot of lives. So I hope it's blessed yours. So we're going to be talking about being the one woman. The reason I like to approach this from this angle to begin with is because I believe that there's a lot of emphasis on finding the one, attracting the one, calling in the one, to use Catherine Woodward Thomas's beautiful book title. And all of those things are wonderful and important and certainly something that many women desire. I desired that myself. I think there's not always enough emphasis put on being the one woman and what that might mean or what that might imply, and specifically what being the one woman means in terms of how you show up in the world. So that's kind of the approach that I want to take today. And I think that might be maybe just a little different lens at looking at this through. And again, whether you're single or whether you're in a relationship, I think this is all applicable. So being centered in your own value is a key to your own well-being and attracting your high-quality man for a healthy relationship. Being centered in your own value is also a key to having a happy, healthy relationship with a man that you're perhaps already in a relationship with or married to. And we have to understand that when we go out into the world, whether we're dating, whether we're interacting with other people in other ways, professionally or in an established relationship or marriage, we set our own value. There's a quote by Marie Osmond that says, we marry at the level of our self-esteem, or we might say we marry at the level of our own value. I also believe we date at the level of our own value and we attract at the level of our own value. And as this quote by Bryant McGill says, no one can set your level of worthiness except you. And one of the things that I've noticed is that even with very accomplished, successful women, a lot of times there is a sense or a lack of worthiness on some level, whether again, it's more on the subconscious level or whether it's more of a conscious thought. And we typically don't invite in, attract in, or receive anything more than what we think we're worthy of, whether it be in our love lives or any other aspect of life. And so being centered in our own value, having that be an intrinsic thing, is an incredibly important and powerful thing if we want to attract and invite in high quality relationships, people, and opportunities into our life. So this idea of being a woman of high value is something that's talked about all the time out there in the world now. And I created a definition centered around this, really based for the single women that I work with. Like, I hear this all the time and I'm like, well, most women feel like they are high value, which is true. You are. The question is, are you showing up in a way that portrays, conveys your value? And so I thought, I want to give this whole idea of being a woman of high value a personal definition. So I created this definition, like I said, for the women that I typically work with who are single and dating, but you can take it and you can interpret it according to your specific circumstances. I think most of it's going to apply anyway, no matter what your relationship status is. So I'll just read this out loud, even though it's on the slide and you may be able to see it. A woman of high value knows her own worth and makes all of her choices centered in this inner knowledge. She values her own feminine strength and softness. She knows her worth is not dependent upon what is or isn't happening with any man. She has clear boundaries and standards which do not waver or collapse when she is with a man. She's true to herself, prioritizes her life after her purpose, and values and honors herself first and foremost. She only invests her time, energy, attention, and affection with a man who invests in her and values and respects her. So when I think of this idea of being a woman of high value, this is really kind of what I'm talking about, specific to the work that I do in helping single women meet and attract the right man. And I thought this might be helpful to share this here because I think it's such a powerful thing, and we're going to go a little deeper with it here as we move forward. Remember, though, one of the keys to this is what I was already mentioning a little earlier. If you put a small value on yourself, rest assured the world will not raise your price. This is really, really important to remember. And I can remember watching an Oprah show years ago, and she was encouraging women who did service of different kinds, were in the service industry. Maybe they were in the beauty industry or another industry, and they were so afraid about raising their prices because they didn't want to lose clients. Well, the thing about it is when we raise our value, and Oprah was encouraging them, by the way, to raise their prices and let the people that are going to drop off, because when you establish your value, when you raise your value, you're going to attract other people who are going to value you in the same way that you've chosen to value yourself. And I think this applies also to relationships as well. So if we don't have a high value upon ourselves and we don't convey that in the way we interact and show up in the world is not going to raise our value for us. It's very important to understand that. So when we talk about these five keys to raising your value, which are also keys to being the one woman that he falls madly in love with or stays madly in love with, I want you to just kind of keep that in mind because I think it's really important. The first one is what I've already mentioned. You are centered in knowing you are high value. You know your own intrinsic worth. So what this really means is you're not just looking for feedback or reinforcement from the outside world in terms of knowing your value. You know from within that you have value as an individual, unique woman, and that you have gifts and talents and love and beauty to share in your own unique way. And it's almost like if we were to look at this diamond ring, this is probably really, really tiny right now with the slides up here. but I have this diamond ring in my hand. And if you were imagining that a man were seeing this as a diamond ring, and this represents you with your beautiful sparkling facets and your unique personality, a man might look at this ring and he might say, well, that's not my style. I prefer a different cut, or I prefer a different size, or I prefer it to be mounted in a different metal or whatever. That may be true. That's a matter of taste or preference, or what his quote unquote type might be. But that does not mean that this particular ring doesn't have value or beauty intrinsically, whether he sees that or not. And so what I'm saying is, you are unique in that, in just like each diamond and each cut of a diamond and each setting may be different and unique, but just because someone doesn't particularly see your value or your beauty does not mean that it's not there. It's intrinsic. It's there. And this is something that has to come from within us. It has to come from that inner wisdom and that inner knowing for us to know that. So I just wanted to mention that because I think it's really, really, really important. Okay, let's see. Rochelle Goodrich said, too often we let others stamp a price tag on us and we accept their appraisal of our worth, forgetting we are in fact priceless. This quote is by a woman I had on one of my events a few years ago, and I loved what she said here because I think this is really true. She said, deeply respecting yourself is the first step toward having a deep respect for others. So we might also change this to say, deeply valuing yourself is the first step towards having a deep value for others. So again, you can see how this sets you up for a kind of relationship that is built on that mutual respect, that mutual valuing of each other, and mutual love for each other. So having that internal knowing of your own value is so essential and so important. And one of the things that happens when we don't have our own when we're not established in our own value, is often as women, we get depleted, or we feel like we have to overgive or overfunction in order to win or retain someone's love. And I call this kind of giving unholy giving, because it depletes the giver and it also demotivates, in most cases, the receiver. It's not appreciated. So this is a quote that I've used before. This is something I've said before. Unholy giving is giving too much, too fast, too soon, or in an established relationship, overgiving or overfunctioning. It diminishes the giver and demotivates the receiver. So one of the things that I think is really important is that we're aware of the energetic exchanges that we have in our interactions. And if you're starting to feel depleted, diminished, used, exhausted, things are probably out of balance. And so it's really important, this is part of owning our own value, is being aware of the energetic exchanges and making sure that we're also receiving. And we're also in a situation where we're not over-functioning or over-giving in our relationships, especially in the early stages of dating, is this most critical. When we're established in our own value, we don't feel the need to over-give because we don't feel like we have to over-give or over-function in order to win or retain someone's love. Because the people that are going to be truly attracted to you for the right reasons are not going to be requiring this kind of giving, this kind of unholy giving that depletes you, in order to be attracted to you. In fact, the kind of man that you want to have in your life is going to be more attracted to you when you are clear about your own value and you recognize that you also need to receive. And you give from a place of abundance and joy and love, rather than because you feel like it's necessary to win or retain someone's love. The second key to being the one woman, and also in, I believe, owning your value as a woman is recognizing that you have this spectrum of feminine strength and softness. Now, in this series, we've had speakers that have focused in more on some of the feminine softness and more of the femininity aspects that some women may feel like they need to strengthen, because maybe you feel like you've been operating a lot on the masculine, in the masculine energy. And if you're feeling, again, exhausted, depleted, like you're just giving, giving, giving and not receiving, that is usually indicative of operating and ignoring or neglecting more of the feminine softness aspect of you. And also recognizing that femininity comes with it, has with it a lot of strength. Sometimes I like to think of the Still Magnolias example, like the iron hand and the velvet glove. It's kind of like you've got that soft touch, but you also have a firmness if someone's going to require that of you, if there needs to be a boundary set or that sort of thing. We'll talk about that a little bit more in a minute. But like recognizing and owning and embodying the full range of who you are, which I believe includes a lot of strength. I mean, I believe women have like an inner strength that is like unparalleled. And we also can have this softness. And when I talk about softness, I'm talking about warmth and kindness and love and gentleness and being sensual, enjoying our surroundings, creativity, those kinds of pursuits, doing things that bring us joy or just for fun, along with kind of the strength aspects of femininity. And I believe that most women are happier, and also most women have happier relationships, particularly with men, when we know how to navigate both the feminine strength and softness. And this is something I work a lot with a lot of my clients with, because like myself, most of my clients have been out there in the career world, hey, and have been rocking it out in their professional lives. Maybe by choice or out of necessity, they've had to be strong, independent, self-sufficient. And so they haven't really had that much opportunity or experience in dancing with the feminine softness, or have neglected that side of themselves. And they feel a bit out of balance. And also understanding how to create that polarity between the masculine and the feminine, between a man and a woman, how to communicate in a way where you can get more of your wants and needs met in a way that it creates a win-win scenario for you and also the men that you might be dating, involved with, or in a relationship with. And so it really supports our feminine well-being and us feeling good in our own skin. And for those of you that have purchased the VIP package, thank you very much, by the way. It helps support me in my work. Also, one of the bonuses that you'll be getting will be a class that I'm going to be teaching, a two-part class called Feminine Energy Secrets. And we're going to be talking about this particular topic and how this whole dynamic works on a much deeper level, and how to invite the very best out of a man, and how to navigate communication with a man in a way that helps you to get more of your needs met and helps bring out the best in him. So this is another key area that I think helps you to be the one woman that invites in the right kind of man and also helps you feel good in your skin. I like this quote by Kavita Ramdas, which says, "We need women who are so strong they can be gentle, so educated they can be humble, so fierce they can be compassionate, so passionate they can be rational, and so disciplined they can be free." I think that kind of summarizes a bit of what I'm saying here and trying to convey with the feminine softness and strength, both sides of the equation. And I can remember in one of my previous interviews with John Gray, I know we had John Gray featured on this series, but in an earlier interview I did with him, we were talking a little bit about vulnerability and sharing from a place of vulnerability. And we talked about the fact that vulnerability encompasses not only being able to share authentically, maybe our fears or things that we're not quite as confident about, or worries or concerns, or kind of sharing some of those tender parts of ourselves with someone, which can help make it safe for them to share in that way. But vulnerability is also sharing about our hopes and our dreams and our desires and our wishes and the things that are most important to us, our values. And so I believe that's another piece of this feminine strength and softness. C. Joy Bell C, that's kind of hard to say, said, "You can waste so many years of your life trying to become something hard in order not to break, but it's the soft things that can't break. The hard things are the ones that shatter into a million pieces." And this is why I believe we want to retain what I believe is a natural feminine quality and gift of that softness and openness of heart, of that tenderness, that kindness, that love, that compassion. Again, though, we're wise in terms of how we use it. And we recognize where there's a need for the softness and also where there's a need for the strength. So this leads me right into number three, which is something I've kind of already touched on a little bit already, which is the third principle and key to being the one woman and being a woman of high value, which is you live according to your values and you set and maintain boundaries and standards. So when you're living according to your values, the values are those things, they're those guiding principles of your life. And when you are a woman of high value, or you're the one woman, you are clear about your values, about what's important to you, and you live in accordance with that. So values, a dictionary definition, is a person's principle or standards of behavior, one's judgment of what is important in life. And every person has a unique set of values, and it's important to know what our values are, because one of the keys to having a happy and healthy relationship is to have compatible, complementary values. That's one of the biggest sources of conflict in relationships, is when our values are out of sync. But you have to understand and know what your values are first and foremost. Now, there's all kinds of exercises out on the internet on establishing or identifying your own personal values. And I think they're incredibly valuable. I do take my clients through a series of exercises to help them understand clearly what their own personal values are and what their relationship values are, because it's really important to understand that, because it's a key piece to determining compatibility and also having peace in an existing relationship. And then taking this one step further, you also know how to set and maintain boundaries and standards when those are required. So one of the things that comes up around boundaries that I just wanted to mention is that a lot of women feel like when they set boundaries that they have to like blast someone. And so it feels uncomfortable with them. Now, there are situations that may require a very strong, firm boundary that might almost sound like a blast, but in a lot of cases, a boundary can be set in a softer way. And what I mean by that is it can sound something like, "I'm not comfortable with that. What I'd be more comfortable with is," these are magic words, "I'm not comfortable with," "what I'd be more comfortable with is," or just to say, "I'd be more comfortable with blah, blah, blah." So that's a way of setting more of a softer boundary, which works in a lot of circumstances. And it also helps you to see if a person respects you enough to really hear what you've said and adapt their behavior accordingly. We learn a lot about men in dating relationships when we're setting boundaries, and standards are our standards mainly centered around, from my interpretation with dating and with my clients, is centered around how you are going to be treated. So Dr. Phil says, we teach other people how to treat us. I think I have a slide in here around that with that quote on it. But this slide says, men respect women with standards because they know how to respect themselves. If you can't love yourself, then you can't be expecting it. Yeah, Dr. Phil says we teach people how to treat us. And the way we teach people how to treat us is first by showing up, by knowing our own intrinsic value, knowing our values that we want to center our life around, and then being clear about those standards and boundaries. Like I said, in most cases, it doesn't have to be in a blastem kind of way. In addition to what I shared with you already, I'd be more comfortable with, or I'm not comfortable with this. You can also say things, what would really work for me? What would really make me happy? By the way, the word happy is a really powerful word to use with a man. When a man hears how he can make you happy, he knows that's a direct path to winning with you and to pleasing you, which most men, if they care about you, want to do. And so we have to give our other people an opportunity to understand or know what we want or what we need from them to see if they have that capacity and that capability of stepping into that role. And it's really key to see this in dating. So it's really powerful when we are clear about our own wants and needs and have the ability to share them with another person to see how they're able to respond. And the cool thing about this is when we're effective in doing this, then we actually get more of our needs met. And we also, if we're with a man who cares about us and we express appreciation and gratitude for what he does for us, he gets to feel that energy of attraction that is provided to him by feeling like he has value and has added something valuable to the woman's life that he cares about. And that's really powerful for him. In fact, most men fall in love mainly by doing. And so when we give them this opportunity to provide something of value for us, doesn't have to be providing in the traditional way of money or finances, although that could be a part of it. But when he provides something of value to you, he gets that satisfaction and reward of feeling good about that. And that's actually part of what can create more attraction between a man and a woman as well. John Gray also said in one of my previous interviews, a man is looking for a job. I mean, he's looking for something to do, something he can do for you. And if he doesn't see where he can contribute, he's going to say, there's no job for me here. So that's something else to keep in mind. Be honest with who you are, what you want, and how you want to be treated. Boundaries only scare off the people that were not meant to be in your life. That one's by Shannon L. Alder. Number four, again, this is about being the one woman he falls madly in love with and also being a woman of high value. You love and respect yourself first. So most of the time, just like I said, most women believe they are women of high value. And so do I, by the way. It's just, are we always showing up that way and conveying our own value in our interactions with others? And what sometimes happens is the boundaries or the standards collapse in the face of feeling a lot of attraction for someone or feeling like we need to do certain things that are outside of our comfort zone in order to get or keep someone's love. But when we love and respect ourselves first and foremost, that collapse does not happen. And we also have the ability to tune in to our own wants and needs. See, one of the challenges with women not getting their needs met is because if we have become so accustomed to over-functioning or over-giving, that we're giving all of ourselves away to other people without receiving what we need to fill up our buckets, so to speak, then we can actually lose touch with what our deepest love wants and needs are. And it's hard to express or ask for what we want or need if we can't even be in tune with them. So it's important to practice a deep level of self-care. It's important when we practice a deep level of self-care, and that means tuning into our body, asking ourselves what would bring me joy today, what would fill me up today, what would I like to do just for the fun of it, what would most support me today. When we're asking ourselves those kinds of questions, this is not a narcissistic thing to do. This is a healing and helpful thing to do. And it's a way of saying to God, the universe, other people out there, that you are worthy of being loved, cherished, and adored, because you're going to do that for yourself. You're going to model that. And energetically, that comes across. Because when we show up this way, we actually have more of our best selves to give to the world and in our relationships and in our interactions with others. When you love and respect yourself first, this is not a selfish or narcissistic thing to do. This is actually a loving thing to do, not just for yourself, but for others around you as well. This says, let me be true to my conscience, to the dignity of my own heart. Let me act in a way that says, I have honored my spirit as truly as I have honored others. That's by Jennifer DeLucy. This is another thing that I've said in some of my previous presentations. When you practice exquisite self-care, you are sending a message to the universe, to God, the universe, and other people, that you are worthy of being loved, cherished, and adored. You're energetically saying, I am worth it. I am worthy of this kind of care. I am worthy of being treated extremely well. Now, sometimes when I'm talking to my clients, I'll say, I recommend that you practice extreme self-care. Well, the word extreme is kind of a word like, we don't want to be extreme. But the truth is, if you're out of the habit of really giving yourself a very deep level of self-care, just to bring it back into balance, it might actually feel like it's an extreme version of self-care. So I'm talking way beyond brushing your teeth, trying to get enough sleep, eating well, getting a little exercise, although those are very key core habits of self-care. But I'm talking about also going deeper with this and really tapping into what brings you joy. What are your passions? What brings you joy? What makes you feel good? What would be the most loving thing you could do for yourself today? What could you do that would be just for the fun of it, for no other reason than just for the fun of it? When we start practicing this deeper level of self-care, it literally changes and lifts our energy in a way that has a tendency to draw in higher quality people and opportunities into our lives. It's incredibly powerful. Number five, and this one is about being the one woman and a high value woman, is especially for those of you who are single, looking, dating, you choose to engage with and have relationships with men you like, admire, and respect. Now, this sounds like, okay, well, duh. Except the truth is, again, sometimes when we're not centered in our own value, when we're not owning our own intrinsic value that is already present, or we're not interacting with other people in that way, we tend to settle for people that are not treating us in the way that our souls long for and yearn for. And what I found with most women is that in order to not only fall in love with a man, but also really to stay in love with a man, because the women I work with want a relationship that goes the distance. They want that love for life. unless you can respect a man, you're not likely to fall in love with him. Or if you do, you're not likely to stay in love with him. So in order for most women to not only fall in love with a man, but to stay in love with a man, they really need to respect him. And men, in order to fall in love with you and stay in love with you, need to feel like you not only love them, but that you like them. I mean, here's an obvious thing, but men like women who like them. And unfortunately, there's a lot of battle between the sexes in terms of male bashing, female bashing, relationship bashing. And that's not very supportive of a healthy relationship. And so you want to spend your time in a relationship with someone you like, admire, and respect. And men also long for that admiration and respect from the woman that they're involved with. So in order to be able to give that to him, in order for him to feel that from you, you need to choose to engage with and have relationships with men you like, admire, and respect, because this is really key and important. This is also a reason that it's important to establish boundaries and standards so that you also receive respect back from a man. That's also important. And it's also a reason why it's important to be clear about your values, your personal values, and your relationship values, so you can have conversation with that with a man, and so that you can determine compatibility of values and see if you're kind of headed in the right direction. We can avoid so many relationship problems if we do some of this work up front. And I guess one of the things that I would say that's just kind of an addition here, just another thought, is that there's huge benefit in taking your time in the early stages of dating. So one of the interviews that we had on the event was with Cami Ellen, and she talked about this principle of slow dating. And what I find is that it takes time to really get to know the heart and character qualities of a man. This is another area that I work with my clients on, is really establishing the heart and character qualities that they would most like to have in a man, and the things that are most important to them in terms of having their own deepest love wants and needs met. And in order to attract this kind of man, it's really important that you understand those things about yourself, and also that you take the time to really see who it is that you're getting involved with before you go all in with your heart and attention and time and energy. These are the most precious things that we have to give to anyone, and our love. And so you want to take time to make sure that you're choosing someone who has those heart and character qualities that you like, admire, and respect. And this is also self-honoring to you. This is honoring who you are, and is honoring your value, because you and what you have to give is the most precious thing of all. And so you want to be really making an informed decision and choices about where you give your heart attention, your love, your focus attention. Anyway, you get the idea here. Also, one of the things that I've learned from interviewing so many men over the years is that you can bring out the best in a man. You can inspire a man to be the best version of himself. This does not make you responsible for a man's behavior or that sort of thing. But I recently read a blog post from a man who was buying his first house. And he's someone that I've had on one of my man panels before, one of the dating and relationship experts out there. And he was talking about how he'd kind of gone through some challenges in purchasing his first house, but how he really wanted to provide this house because he now had this amazing feminine presence in his life, this beautiful woman that he was now in a relationship with. And he was talking about how he felt so inspired because he wanted to provide something nice for her. He wanted to provide a nice house for the two of them to live in. This is just an example of how a man can be inspired by a woman. But in order to be inspired by you, he has to be someone that you admire, respect, and appreciate, and is of the heart and character qualities of someone that you can respect. A man, the right man, will see himself through your eyes. So again, you want to be able to have someone that you're in partnership with see you through the eyes of love and grace, but also through that admiration of and respect. So that's why it's so important to take the time when you're dating and getting to know a man in the beginning to really understand more about who this man is on a deep core level. So we're really talking here in part in understanding more about yourself on a deeper level, your own value on a deeper level, what's most important to you, and discovering someone that you can be compatible with in those deep and significant ways that can create that atmosphere that supports a wonderful, intimate, beautiful, long-term, passionate partnership, relationship, or marriage. I also believe that as we embody love, and this all starts with ourselves, which is why I had the tagline of this event be love yourself, love your life, find real love. Because I believe the loving yourself, the loving your life is the kind of energy that invites in real love with the right kind of person. So when you're embodying love, when you become that person that embodies and magnifies love in the world, again, it's not selfish or narcissistic to love yourself. It allows you to show up more powerfully in the world. Then I believe that's also an invitation for love, more love into your life. And I believe Catherine Woodward Thomas's interview on this event also kind of illustrated this beautifully. So just a little recap before we kind of wrap up here. So you're centered in knowing your own value, and you're showing up in the world owning that value. So that's the key, because you're already a woman of high value. The key is, are you showing up in the world, or you're conveying that and portraying that in your interactions with others, particularly in your interactions with men? Because that's where a lot of this can collapse. You embody the feminine strength and softness, the full range of who you are as an incredible woman. You maintain the high boundaries and standards. And as I mentioned earlier, that doesn't always have to be in blasting someone. You can typically, in most situations, convey a boundary or standard in a little softer way, unless someone does something really egregious. You love and respect yourself. So you love and respect yourself first and foremost, so that you're not going against your boundaries or standards or letting those collapse. You're not overgiving or overfunctioning or neglecting yourself or sacrificing yourself to the extent that you feel the exhaustion and the depletion, and ultimately you can even feel used or underappreciated. And you admire and respect men. Now, obviously a man has to deserve that admiration or respect, but that's the kind of man that you want to be in a long-term relationship with, because you as a woman of high value are worthy and deserving of that. So these are just a few thoughts that I wanted to share with you on being the one woman that he falls madly in love with, and also in being that high value woman that you already are, and what that means in terms of how you show up in the world and your interactions. And I hope this has been helpful to you, and I hope the whole series has been helpful to you, because I have been in a place of feeling very inspired to do this series. Most of the series that I've done have been more centered specifically only around love and dating kind of relationships, or my man panels and interviewing men. And I really felt like I kind of got a divine download because life has been so challenging over the last few years for so many people, that one of the ways that I could serve would be to provide this interview series called Fuel Your Feminine Fire. It was really designed to help light or reignite that passion, that fire, that love, that hope, dust off the dreams, that kind of thing in your life. Because I really believe that our lives are the most precious thing, and our time is the most precious thing that we have. So we really want to make the most of it. And the clocks of our time in life didn't stop ticking because COVID came to town. And so it's really important that we kind of assess where we're at right now. I kind of feel a little bit like I did when I kind of staggered out of the whole breast cancer treatment that I had a number of years back, where I felt a whole new sense of urgency about my own life, and a deeper sense of urgency in helping other people in their lives as well, because it became so clear of the preciousness of time, the preciousness of our lifetimes. So if there's one message you take away from this, is that your life is precious and you are worthy of having an exceptional and extraordinary life. And you are this woman of high value. And so I hope that it inspires you to go out there and pursue and follow your heart and your dreams, and to live in that place of hope and possibility, because there is so much possible, even if it has seemed a little faded or dim over these last few years. So that's really my big message of the series. And I really hope that it has been a blessing and a gift to you. That has been my intention. Now, I did want to mention that being in a place of gratitude and recognizing, even if you don't have everything in your life that you want right now, being in a place of gratitude is a great way to invite in more goodness. So this would be a good opportunity just for a moment to just reflect upon the gifts and the blessings and the people that are already in your life that are gifts and blessings for you. And even those who maybe have had some painful relationships, we can carry forth the gifts from those things as lessons, as maybe hard-won wisdom. And so in that respect, they can be gifts. Now, some of these gifts we wouldn't choose to have, but I do believe that being in a place of gratitude invites more good into our lives. So no matter where you're at in this particular moment, I invite you also to be in a place of gratitude. This quote by Eckhart Tolle is, acknowledging the good that you already have in your life is the foundation for all abundance. And I do wish you abundance, and I wish you joy and love and happiness in your life and in your love life. And I want to also invite you to be sure to check out my free gift, which I mentioned earlier, which is 10 Secrets Every Woman Needs to Know About Men. I think you'll enjoy that whether you're single, dating in a relationship, or in a marriage. This came from, as I mentioned, from doing all of these interviews with men. And there's an audio that my friend Wendy Newman and I made, and also an ebook, and I think you will really like it. And for those of you that have participated, again, I thank you for being a part of the series, and I thank you for your participation and for your time, because I know that you are an extraordinary person if you're here, because people that don't care about having an extraordinary life or extraordinary love are not dedicating their time to something like this. So that already speaks to who you are. For those of you who are VIP members, you will be receiving from me emails to participate in the two-part class called Feminine Energy Secrets, where, like I said, we'll go deeper in understanding this whole polarity between masculine and feminine and how to interact in a way that brings out the best in a man and also helps you get more of your wants and needs met. Some communication techniques centered around that I've learned through my work and through interviewing men. And I think that will be a lot of fun to connect with you. So that's part of the VIP package along with the recordings. And so if you haven't considered that, you might want to consider it. For those of you that have already chosen to upgrade, thank you. And for those of you that have chosen to participate, thank you. It means a lot to me, and I hope it's been a blessing to you. So check out the free gift below. Thank you for joining me for the series. I look forward to being in touch with all of you soon. I'll be sending out some additional goodies after the series, just keeping in touch with you. I hope you'll want to stay on my email list. And I also do have a YouTube channel. I'm putting the link to the YouTube channel out there on my emails, at the bottom of my email. So check that out. I have about 50,000 subscribers and about 7.5 million views there. And that's a place where you can get inspiration and information, but inspiration for your life and for your love life on a weekly basis, because I'm putting out videos there all the time as well. All right. Well, I'm sending you love and blessings, and I hope that you go away from this feeling really centered in knowing your own value and that you are the right woman. You can be the right woman for yourself, for the most satisfying and delicious life that you wish for, and for the love that you've dreamed of. All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye for now.